The Changing of the Seasons. In the poem Tickerham Garden by John Donne, a withering garden explains the loss of the speaker's love. The love of a person is hardly ever known until the time has passed for him to love. Through the use of paradoxal time and natural imagery, the author parallels his pain and emotional trauma. Donne presents a paradox between the evil of the world and paradise. Seeking a garden that can cure everything, the speaker travels to true paradise only to find himself a self-traitor. The landscape has been poisoned by the evil and hatred which he carries inside. Even if the serpent was only unintentional, he is still blasted with sighs and surrounded by tears. The world of the garden represents a still, unmoving, unchanging world, but also shows the battleground of the past, which he cannot forget. Having thoroughly thought, he comes to seek the spring, and a new life only to find that his bitterness erodes his hope. The desires for the future and the past plague the speaker's perception of reality and the imagery that he possesses. The passage of time emphasizes the images that the speaker processes. As gray frost turns the world into a forbid place, winter did benign the glory of this place. His senseless pieces of knowledge only further entrap his love and hope, because he sees not the beauty of the world around him, but the night of winter or time when the world is dead and all ability to fix the past or prepare for the future is lost. Even society, amongst the society of trees, laugh and mock him to his face. He will not allow time to remain in the present because he seeks to be tortured for his crimes. Unable to endure all the pain of failure, he wishes to be able to groan or weep for the rest of his life as either a mandrake or a stone fountain, respectively. Despite seeking to try and move on, he cries out, "Yet leave loving love, let me." He wishes to feel his painful love because his torture is worth everything. Time creates metaphorical meaning within the garden that add depth to the speaker's emotions. The very nature of the garden allows for imagery to express the speaker's cries. Wanting to be part of the lovers who have a need for crystal, he cries for them to the world, but only reaches the trees. Unable to see any eyes except those of spring, he declares that hearts do not in eyes shine. He desires for lovers to take his tears, but only the plants of the garden will use his tears to grow. His love and nature is so true to himself that all are false, that taste not just like mine. But as he sees shadows among the plants, he remembers that one cannot judge a woman by the shadow that she wears. His wrongs were paramount because they have caused winter in his heart. And despite her wrongs, which none exists, she's therefore true because her truth kills me. The speaker makes himself a part of the garden, and his life without love becomes worth only that of a single flower. The speaker uses paradoxes, time, and nature to create images that express his deep despair of emotion. The world only realizes when the time has passed how we could have been so much happier. In desperate attempts to save ourselves, hold to the past, because it must become reality again. The mind and the heart are able to comprehend that love must die in order to be reborn again anew.